Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive today from 4 p.m. Anyway, we kick things off with the Champions League draw. And there will be a Battle of Britain as Rangers were drawn in the same group as Liverpool. Here's how it all unfolded on Drive Time with myself, Darren Bent, and our European football expert, Kevin Hatchard. Rangers will be playing this year in the Champions League in Group A with Ajax, Liverpool and Napoli.
Crossing high to the far post. Oh, the goalkeeper's lost it. Lundstrom! John Lundstrom has done it!
That's really entertaining. I think you're going to have brilliant atmospheres. And all four of those will fancy qualification. Obviously, Liverpool are the strongest team, but I think all four of those will think they've got a chance of reaching the last 16.
Liverpool won't be happy with that. Liverpool won't be happy with that at all.
No, because there's nobody you can duff up. There are six hard games there that you've got to be at your top level to win.
Group G, Manchester City, Sevilla, Borussia Dortmund and FC Copenhagen.
Yeah, I think Manchester City all fancy their chances of winning that group, truth be told. I think they will. Of course, Erling Haaland's going to take on his former club. Haaland going back to Signal Iduna Park. I think that's going to be really exciting. But I think City will look at that and think that they're going to win the group.
Group D, Eintracht Frankfurt, Tottenham Hotspur, Sporting Club de Portugal and Olympique de Marseille.
I've got to tell you, that's a dream draw for Spurs. I really do think that. I think three great away trips, three winnable games, or six winnable games. Okay. I think they're the strongest team in that group.
AC Milan, Chelsea, Salzburg and Dinamo.
There are no gimmies there. Salzburg, they can be really awkward. And if they come to your place and can hit you on the counter-attack, they can cause some real damage. That's a tough group so far for Chelsea.
In F, it's Real Madrid, RB Leipzig, Shakhtar Donetsk and Celtic.
We had Celtic fans on earlier saying they wanted Real Madrid. They wanted that.
They'll be over the moon. Celtic against Real Madrid. Wow.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And I think they'll look at that group as well and they'll see what Rangers did to Leipzig over two legs in the Europa League last season. And they'll think we could have a proper go at them.
Do you think they could get out of that group, Celtic?
I think it's hard because Shakhtar have a lot of experience, but they've lost some really big players. So it's possible. It's very tough. You'd say that Real and Leipzig are the two strongest teams in the group.
In Group C, we have Bayern München, Barcelona, Internazionale Milano and Victoria Pilsen.
There's a group of death right there already, because you're going to lose one of, at least one of, Bayern, Barcelona or Inter. That's an incredible group.
On now to the Europa Conference League qualifiers, where David Moyes' West Ham reached the group stages after beating the Cyborg. No one really cares.
So West Ham make it through 6-1 on aggregate. Final score in Denmark, Viborg 0, West Ham United 3.
There's been a little bit of frustration from Davy Moyes in his past couple of interviews. Mm. And he's drawn some criticism from fans for his pre-match comments. Have a listen to this.
No, I would never persuade people. I want people who want to come. I want people who want to think they're part of it. So I don't want to go out and persuade people. Not at all. But I want them to come to a stadium with the support right behind them.
I was in the front row for that press conference, and the context of that, he was telling us that he has been and continues to be working incredibly hard to bring players in. But some players won't come. Some players want huge amounts of money. We saw with the Onana deal some of the parties that were involved wanted a huge amount of money to get that deal done, and so they couldn't do it. And Onana's a good plan. There was a bit of frustration at losing them, but your motivation has to be to want to come to the club and play football and to want to help the club to be better. And if your motivation's money, then maybe that's not the best basis on which to be signing you. And that's what he was trying to say. That was the context of what he was trying to say.
On now to the former European champion, little tiny Spencer Oliver, who has been criticised in some quarters for enabling Anthony Joshua with a pep talk post-loss to Alexander Usyk. Former Palace owner, Simon Jordan, was one of the critics, and the two went head-to-head in the TalkSport studio. Well, not head-to-head. Simon's about 6 foot, Spencer's about 4 foot 4, but you understand what I'm talking about.
That fight up until 10 was dead level.
Yep.
You was outboxing the best boxer in the world. Just stop Rose, mate.
You're off
Rose,
off
like you come out of that with victory, mate. Like, you, honestly.
What I thought was what you did was a sycophantic load of old nonsense. And in some respects, is the very reason why Anthony Joshua operates the way he does at times. And probably the very reason why he needs better people around him to make sure that the life view that he has and the worldview that he has and the challenges that he has to overcome are better served by people telling him the truth.
That
rather
was
than
the
blowing
truth.
Smoke up his
why,
backside.
Why was that not the truth?
Because
was it after 9 rounds? Was the fight not all level?
No,
going into the 10th round?
I don't think so.
Was
no.
it not? Well, the judges felt it was. Well, I felt it was. And a lot of people that were actually over there, by the way, not watching on their telly, lot of people that are over there felt exactly the same.
Well,
so
a lot of people thought it was 116, 112 fights, right?
Well, I had it 116, 113. All right, sorry, there might have been a round out.
Don't get
I've gone a little bit.
Okay, but a lot of people. So if you go to if you go to rounds 10, 11, 12,
Spence,
to follow your logic, right? If your logic is to be believed, if it is logic indeed, if a lot of people think it was 116, 112 fights, if we go to the last three rounds, he still doesn't win. Usyk, he's already won the fight.
I didn't have it 116, 112. On my card, and the same as the judges, one judge had Joshua winning the fight. So what I'm saying is, on my card, I had it all level going into the 10th round.
On now to cricket, and England are in a strong position after day one of the second test, having bowled out the South Africans for 151. Here's TalkSport's John Norman talking about everything I've just said. A bit pointless, this bit, actually. I've just told you what's happening.
Jimmy Anderson, 3 for 32, took 2 wickets and 2 balls at one stage, was on a hat-trick, 3 for Broad as well. When England came out to bat, well, they didn't find the going particularly easy. And when Joe Root was out, 43 for 3, his third single-figure score in a row, the warning signs were really there. And up stepped Zach Crawley under bundles of pressure, and Johnny Bairstow. They withstood everything that Rabada and Nokia could throw at them. And then when that run scoring became a little bit easier, they cashed in. So stumps are on day one here at Old Trafford. England trail by 40 after bowling South Africa out for 151. In reply, 111 for 3.
Don't forget, of course, to check out TalkSport's cricket podcast, Following On, with Steve Hammy-Harmison. Where can I get it from, Goldstein? Where you got this from? Where did I get this from? I don't know. Where did you get it from? Where did I get it from? Oh, shut your face. Back now to football. And ahead of Saturday's lunchtime live and exclusive TalkSport commentary clash with Manchester United, Southampton boss Ralph Hasenhüttl has been speaking about Shay Adams. He said they have no intention of selling the Scotland striker amid interest from Everton.
Shay Adams scores for Southampton, gets into the penalty area. There shouldn't have been any danger. He made sure there was.
I can categorically say that he's our player and he will stay with us and that we love him, especially then when he scores goals. He's our player and we will definitely not sell him in the summer. I don't want to speak about rumours, any transfer news, or for all the other questions. Also, we play against Man United on the weekend. It's a big game coming up for us. Transfer window is still open, yes. But I try to bring the focus on a very important game for us and a very important game for the next weeks and for a game that can give us the direction. And I think it's especially for me, very important to focus on this work. And I think all the rumors around, I will not discuss any player or who's moving there. Or you can be sure, and this is the last thing I speak about the transfer market, that in this final, how many days are left?
6 days.
Six days, there will come players in and there will go players out. This is what I can tell you.
Cherries boss Scotty Parker has been speaking to Ian the Moosey Moose Abrahams. Parker told Moosey that he wants his players to up their game for the clash with Clippity Clops Reds.
These are the games that certainly I was as a player, and even now sitting here as a coach, these are the ones you thrive off, really. You're going up for, you know, in boxing terms, pound for pound, they're elite in everything they do. And you need to adopt an attitude, which is you want to go and try and challenge that. You want to relish that opportunity and try and get the better of that rather than the opposite, really. And I think that's probably the main message. That was certainly the main message before when we've been to Anfield. It was my message, or certainly the way I thought about playing against these big players and these big teams. It was one I embraced and one that I look forward to, really. So, I need to give that message to the team, really. And these players, which is very new to some of them, new the Premier League, Anfield, Man City away. These are all big challenges, but ones they need to embrace and look forward to. The other option is you find it very daunting, you find it very difficult. That's the polar opposite to what I want, really. Cliche, we need to enjoy it. Of course we do, but we need to enjoy it in a real positive way. We need to establish ourselves. We need to show our qualities for sure. And while they may be limited and while they may be very difficult, it's certainly something we need to embrace in that sense.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now this Saturday, TalkSport brings you exclusive radio commentary of my new best friend, KSI. He takes on Swarms, live from the O2 Arena. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. on TalkSport 2, before switching over to TalkSport at 9 p.m. Here's KSI, or JJ, as I know him, claiming he wants to fight Tommy Fury after the fight.
After the fight? Well, he's going to have three fights, is he? Don't be shipping Goldstein.
No, you know what I mean.
Yeah, sorry, I do, yeah.
Definitely down to fight in Tommy Fury.
Yeah,
100%. I don't want to say too much, but like for me, like that could make sense for my next fight after the 27th.
From the United Kingdom, the Nightmare, KSI.
Be sure to tune in 7 p.m. TalkSport 2, and then 9 p.m. TalkSport to see me fight two people. Yes, Swarms. Pineda versus KSI. Let's do it. Where Swarms, you know, he called me out, said he would smoke me, said he would destroy me. So, you know, I called him out on his BS and I was like, all right, cool, let's go. And then I felt like I still needed to push myself more. And that's why I decided to do two fights and then fight a pro boxer to show Jake Paul that I'm serious about this. And I fought a pro boxer before Jake Paul, and he's had 3+ years opportunity to do that. So with me, I'm very serious with this. And I chose a guy who has had 50+ fights, amateur fights, has had a decent amount of pro boxing fights, and has the experience. And for me, you know, he's young, he's about 23, he still has a lot more to do, a lot more to give. And I kind of want to just show everyone that I'm serious about this and that I'm going to knock people out. And, you know, if I can do it to a pro boxer, then I can do it to Jake Paul.
He Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. today. After us, at 7 p.m, over on TalkSport 2, it's Luton Town against Sheffield United in the Championship. A TalkSport 2 exclusive. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.